Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland's fantastic Negrito has gone from singing in BART stations to performing on stages around the world. He was the first NPR Tiny Desk winner and has since earned 2 Grammys. Fantastic Negrito's new album is called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? It's his 3rd full-length album and first to top the Billboard Blues charts. KALW's Janae Darden spoke to Fantastic Negrito about how his sound has evolved, his thoughts on mental health, and why he's spending his time offstage farming. And a quick note, always consult your doctor if you have questions about mental health treatments.
Okay, I gotta ask you, so have you lost your mind yet?
Absolutely, and you know what? It's okay. Basically, I was writing about, you know, people around me who are just, I felt like suffering from what I call, you know, mental health problems and that were undiagnosed. They're perfectly functioning people, but I really wanted to write about that because I was like, hey, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to wake up feeling bad. It's okay to feel like you can't go on. It's okay to feel like, oh, I've failed. It's okay to feel down. And we don't have to medicate ourselves to death just because, you know, we're going through something a little bit heavy. It's okay. There's another side. The sun does not always shine, but you will be sunburned.
I'm a mental health advocate before I
started. Cool.
Yeah, before I started working at KALW, and I've always been open about living with depression and anxiety. So I appreciate that you putting that out there. And other guests I've talked to in the past, especially brothers, as far as sometimes that's a stigma in our community. And I think too, with a lot of men just feel uncomfortable about opening up about mental health.
Well, you know, men, we are programmed not to open up about a lot of things, and which is why I teamed up with E-40 to do Searching for Captain Save-A-Ho, a song, I'm the Whore. You know, and I'm the dude that goes around the world, a good looking, tall drink of water, having my way with anybody I want to have my way with. But when a female band member was to do the thing, like we all frowned on her. I was like, oh, shoot, she's hoeing. And I remember, you know, just seeing that double standard, and I really wanted to write about it. And I love E-40. And so I told him, I'm like, you know, I remember, you know, I want to be saved. I remember that.
Saved,
yeah. I was like, I want to flip it around. He loved it. I'm just like, because we're now grown-ass men, village elders, and, you know, we can now communicate and open up and help each other. More of that mental health issue.
No, when I saw that song, I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, Captain Save-A-Ho, he's evolved, he's grown up, and now he's helping, and then I'm searching for him. I think when even those double standards, sexism, racism, all those things, they really hurt the perpetrator. You know, when I project that type of energy upon people, upon women, it's damaging to me because I'm not getting all the power that I can get out of my sisters and aunties and grandmothers.
And I know your grandmother, I believe, inspired you to start a garden, or excuse me, a farm. I want to ask you about your farm.
It's my farm.
Revolution Plantation.
Revolution Plantation. It's on a quarter of an acre. One day I was in, and again, that's more of how do we cope with our mental anguish, our mental stress, especially for African Americans. Hey, we need to confront the thing that traumatized us, soil. We need to get back with soil because we look at soil, we like, I'll be back. I'll be at Taco Bell.
You know? Right, because we're thinking about picking cotton.
We're thinking about agriculture, and like that has a very negative connotation. But what I always say is like, hey, if you want to get speaking, because this is all mental health, have you lost your mind yet, the album, you want to get past, you know, your obstacles, go confront your source of trauma.
So what is gardening or farming help you for you personally, especially right now, because you're not touring?
Not touring.
What purpose has that served for you now?
Watching and nurturing something and, you know, teaching your children that, it's such a therapeutic way to live when you can live for others.
You know, I was interviewing an elder and she said, if we don't respect the earth, then how can we respect ourselves?
100%. I have that same philosophy, but I use it musically because I consider my music Black roots music. People have all kinds of, you know, oh my God, look at your music. It's like, it feels like blues, but it's not really blues. And it's just soul music, but it's too much rock in it. Wait a minute, is that rock music? But it feels like it's a little too soulful. It's a little too Black to me. Man, I hadn't heard it all. So number one, I call my music Black roots music. And I say, if we respect our ancestors, they will feed us. And that's the story of Fantastic Negrito. All I did was go hit the streets with a guitar and start playing music that came from this amazing, powerful, impactful culture of Black music. I call Black roots, I just picked from the garden. Look, I go to Switzerland, they got a jazz festival. I got to Norway, they got a soul festival.
So you see the seeds we planted and how they've grown.
Oh my God, of course. My grandma said, you know, white folks thought we were sad. We weren't sad. We were healing. They thought it was all blues and so sad. No, we were trying to heal. She said it sounded sad to them. That was medicine. That's good. You know, that's making you feel better. And that's really, I take so many powerful lessons from my grandmother. She inspired me farming because I was in the South one day and when it was hot summers talking to her, I'm like, Grandma, and I was taping her, what did y'all do about Jim Crow and segregation? I was waiting for this horrible answer. My grandma said, honey, we really didn't have to deal with these racist white folks because your great-grandfather, Benjamin Brown, he got together with other folks and we bought land and we had our own livestock. That's been to me the story of how I've made these albums, you know, walking into the Grammys with no record label. I think I'm the first artist to ever do it. Because Chance the Rapper did, but my award was first that evening. So I'm the first. Thank you.
You've talked about being middle-aged.
I'm middle-aged.
And saying that there's freedom in growing older.
You see this scarf and this hat? It's called freedom.
I see it.
You know, I'm free to wear it. I don't want to fit into someone's repressed fantasy of how they see the world. So I love me. It's just powerful to just get to know yourself, and then when you get to know yourself, man, embrace and celebrate who you are because there's only one you in the damn world. Listen, if I could take my old self and go on the street and take nothing with an acoustic guitar, and hey, my guitar was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for In the Pines.
I was going to ask you about that. How did you feel about that?
I feel like exactly what I'm saying now. Like, you know what? We can, we must, we will accomplish everything. Everything that we imagine, it can happen. You know, we just, no team, no dream. We have to build the community around us to help us empower our vision.
You talked about fashion and somebody that you collaborate with who's very, has their own very unique, awesome style of fashion, of taking the bangers. And you filmed that video in Oakland, by the lake and downtown Oakland. What was it like working with them, your fellow Tiny Desk Award winner?
Well, yeah, I thought to myself, like, wow, when they won, I was like, damn, I'm scared. I'm like, that's scary. That's scary talent. You know, I don't know, as a writer, maybe you ever be like, oh no. So Tank,
yeah, like they on another level.
Another level. And I was just like really happy and thrilled. So I talked to her about doing something. And, you know, I think she's probably like, this weirdo who won the first Tiny Desk, man, he's strange. You know, but after we talked a little bit, and I remember her telling me, man, you're not so weird, actually. And she actually said that. Don't get mad at me, Tank.
She did.
And then I sent her, I'm so happy I cried. She was like, oh, yeah, we can do this. And true to form, that song was again about mental health.
I'm so happy I cried. Oh, I'm so happy I cried.
What came to mind when I was writing it was this kid had just died named Juice WRLD. And I thought, why don't I take I'm So Happy I Cry and flip it? Like, I'm not tears of joy. Like, I'm so happy sitting up here with $1 million stack, jewelry, but I'm singing about depression. And I'm medicating, mm-hmm. I'm like, there's something very sick about that mentally. And I feel like it's killing our, you know, kids who are, they're 20, they're kids to me, they're babies.
Yeah.
I really wanted to, you know, reverse that metaphor. Today I feel alive.
Oh, I'm so happy I cry. I'm missing you perform live.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, when you get on stage, it's like, is that somebody else?
Yeah, it's actually
is that somebody else?
Yeah.
When you get on stage?
Yeah, I'm like, that dude, you turn him on, then you would want to turn him off. When I get to these big festivals in the world, I know we're going to be the best because of the vibrations that I can tap into. And it doesn't make me great. It makes my predecessors and my ancestors were great. And with them, I can fly. Have you lost your mind yet to
get That was Fantastic Negrito speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. His new album is called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? Find more information about it at KALW.org.